Jodie, another really great win, and it's so good to see you on the court, and I thought you were really impactful. What did you make of the game?
Yeah, it's a really good game. We started really strong and we had a really good game plan going into this game, and it's really nice to see us execute it and then get the results that we got from today's game. And like, yeah, and it's really nice as well to get on the court in that second half and really come on with an impact and just enjoy the experience.
Absolutely. And how are you finding it? I mean, I know I spoke to you a couple of days ago and you were saying, I just can't believe I'm at the Commonwealth Games, and it's amazing. And now you've played a few matches and obviously England are top of the Pool B. So what's it like for you?
Yeah, I'm still got the same feelings. I still can't believe I'm actually here. And I'm really enjoying it. We have a really good group of athletes and coaching staff, and we're just having fun and really enjoying it. And I think that's why we're playing so well, because I think we're enjoying the moment. I think sometimes it can get a bit overwhelming being in a competition like this, a multi-sport competition, but we're actually keeping our feet on the ground, looking at ourselves, and we're enjoying every single moment of it. And I think when teams do that, they can see that on the court, and we're just having fun and we're playing good netball. So hopefully now, moving forward, we can continue this and take it really into the gold medal match.
Absolutely, gold medal, I love it. And I saw you got some really great interceptions in today's match. I was like, it was almost in slow motion in my head. I was like, oh yes. What's that feeling like when you hear the crowd cheer and they're so behind you?
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. People have asked me questions before about what's it going to feel like to play in front of an Australian crowd. It's like you're not at home and stuff, but everyone is getting behind every single team here. And if they see something good happen on court, they're right behind the team. So it's absolutely amazing to hear that roar in the stadium. So yeah, today it was good to hear that. And it definitely picks us up as well in the games, to hear the crowd, to see familiar faces that have travelled across from England over to Australia. It's absolutely amazing, and yeah, I'm just kind of soaking up this experience and absolutely loving every second of it.
Congrats. And finally, you've got New Zealand on Wednesday. I know that they lost their last game. What are your thoughts ahead of playing against them?
Yeah, just like any game, our process is to focus on ourselves, look at the team and just get a good game plan and execute it. So it's going to be exactly the same against New Zealand. They're obviously going to be coming back fighting because they lost against Malawi, but we're still building. We still haven't put out a solid 60-minute consistent performance. So I think for us now, it's to make sure we go away and look at ourselves and look at the patch of the game where we are a little bit inconsistent, and really take them to New Zealand and really try and rectify what our mistakes, what we do in the games, and take it into New Zealand and really hopefully finish strong and undefeated in that group.
Excellent. Well, best of luck for the rest of the matches. I will be cheering you on.
Yeah, thanks so much, Sasha. Nice to see you again.